This is Checking the Diary for Tuesday, July 7th, spoken by Elswith. So, how is life in your corner of the world? I've so missed talking to many of you. I trust that you know that you've never been far from my mind. I've finally moved into my new place, and I'm in love. My other spot was charming. It had loads of those original Victorian details and all that jazz, but this spot just seems to flow in a way that like matches my soul. I admit I've driven my pets slightly crazy with let's redecorate, but you know, one pleasure of FLR is the grace given to most of my ideas with minimal pushback. The old place came mostly furnished, and while it wasn't bad, the lounge and the reception room, it didn't match me, not by a long shot. Heavy, overstuffed leather, serious furniture, and now I've sourced these gorgeous mid-century items for the front room, and it makes me happy every time I see it. I really love being, we'll call it frugal instead of cheap, but I love the hunt for things, so the idea of going for this mid-century modern items and having to cherry pick, you know, from around the area, that's really fun. Anything is like that is way, way, way more fun than just, you know, ordering something new online or tripping on down to the IKEA or wherever else, you know, to buy furniture. So that's making me happy. Now, granted, you never want to get drunk and try to sleep it off on my sofa. You're not going to fit. It's probably not that comfortable either, but anyone spending the night at my place for fun probably doesn't want the sofa anyway, right? Right. I mean, would you want to be stuck on the sofa? Oh yeah, I know. There's at least two cuck-happy guys out there thinking, yes, yes, I would, which leads me, in this now rambling check-in, to say that it'd still be boring. I mean, it'd be more fun to have to sleep at the foot of the bed, or perhaps in the hall, just outside the bedroom door, right? Well, now I'm wondering, are there guys into cuckolding that prefer to not be able to hear anything at all? Seems kind of likely, since there's an entire kink around, you know, women going out and coming back after a date and so on. And with all that said, that's not me anyway. Not the go out for a date thing and leave somebody behind, because I'm a people person and I like everyone together. Okay, so my country's finally returning to semi-normal. We can create these bubbles with other... I'm so tired of bubbles. With other households, and get this, we can drive more than 5 miles from home. Not that I want to. Goddess knows I have plenty to do here, which brings me to this. I plan to have some fun playtime with Spoken by Elswith. The new microphone is up and ready, although my acoustic wall foam is still in transit. I'm creating a hodgepodge of things to practice the settings in this new room with the new microphone, seeing how things go together. So you may notice some changes. As always, the things I create, they might not be your cup of tea, but hey, they're mine. So I'm still on the barely better than dial-up. Am I dating myself there? Internet until Friday. Which means there won't be a whole lot of uploading happening unless something miraculous occurs with the internet speed. I have a million emails and messages to answer as always, but now that I have my real desk set up again and my darling clickety-clackety keyboard, it sounds like this, by the way. Ready? Wait, I have to move over here. Isn't that awesome? Okay, blue switches for the win. Anyway, now that I have my keyboard set up, I'll be answering everybody. As most of you know, and I've even said to you, I love reading your messages in a non-rushed way. I don't like doing it on my phone. I'm not one of those people that really wants to sit on the sofa and be staring at my phone. especially for like replying, it's just, you really, for me, I can't write a decent reply with just using my thumbs and my phone, especially if I'm replying to people through Patreon as well. It just doesn't like to work. So anyway, I had put all that on hold. I decided to just focus on getting my space set up and everything the way I wanted it to be, and that really paid off. I feel just so much better than even a week ago. Lots more emotional energy back, lots more brain space back, and it's just such a nice place. I've offered to share pictures with a few people. I probably still will. I gotta admit, there are places and corners that still look a little bit like a hoarder's episode. They need to go places. I have folks who have relocated over here to the UK, and I'm offered to store some of their things, which means basically it went to one place and now they're at the other place. So whenever they get a place, then the things will continue to move on. So that's there. And let's see. So I like that people have let me know that in my absence, they've gone back to listen to the older files to refresh and have given me great feedback on them. It's a pour over of pink glitter kind of feeling for me. I love that. And while going through my things and trying to catch up on my bullet journal and so on, I'm a Pisces, and on my birthday I wrote this letter to myself about basically, you know, what this upcoming year was going to have. And at that stage I had no idea the whole world was going to be turned on its head. I will say that turning has led to lots of, you know, good things after the initial what the fuck period. But I'm hoping others have also found the good. I love these stories that are starting to trickle in, you know, of what people have decided to do. It's really exciting. So I hope that includes some of you. Let me know what changes you've made, what you're doing differently, what you never expected to do in, you know, January or February, but here we are in July and that's you, and you know, that's your life. Basically, like, one of the only big negatives in my world right now is I managed to lose one of my favorite toys. I have the little charging widget, but I have no vibrator. I don't know where it went. I even have two of them, which is a long, stupid story. But anyway, that's the bad part about little toys. They easily go missing. I'm sure in my head I put it in what I thought was a great spot. And I don't know. Everything else has made it. Anyway, so back to our somewhat normal schedule, using that word loosely, for fun mental games. Isn't that a relief? I know you'll all be lovely, patient souls for the rest of this week. We are getting there. I'll send you a note if I need to get more information from you for personal files. I know folks have sent me stuff already. Trust that I've gotten it. I just, again, wasn't doing emails on my phone. I still have the July token setting coming up with the coin. I think it'll likely be for July and August because of things I planned for it, and I'm not sure how time, you know, is going to allow. I really did not expect the internet guy to be like 8 to 20 days to get internet. I guess everybody's moving this month. So thankfully, it's not actually going to be 20, but it's still put me off schedule some. All of the personal files for July will still be coming out, and I have one special person who got in touch with me towards the end of June, and I have not forgotten yours either. So one last thing, PETA has set up an email address just for tech issues with Spoken by Ellsworth. It's the place to also tell him about, you know, voice settings you like, bird noises, music feedback, anything else you'd like to mention. Be sure to put that email address on Patreon. You can also send music ideas or even if it's your own and you created it, music to PETA that way as well. I've had folks interested in trying their hand at music creation and have mentioned it to me. I'm always game for that, but the reality is I don't mix the things together, so PETA is your person for that. PETA, by the way, is P-I-T-A. It is an acronym. It has nothing to do with the bread. If anybody wants to guess what it stands for, go ahead. I might have given that away at a different time. Anyway, this is a very long, rambly checking the diary just to say that the major upheaval and chaos in my life appears to have been almost wrapped up. I'd say almost wrapped up. It's going to be good on Friday to feel like everything is working, but I'm pretty happy. No, I'm ecstatic. I love where I have landed. I never would have guessed back in January that this would have been it. So share your happy news with me. Tell me something that has changed for you, something that's great. And you cannot just, well, you can. You can suck up a little bit and you can say, me is one of the good changes in your life. But you also have to tell me something that isn't me. Come on, go ahead. Don't be shy.